Now, what I'm going to do for about the next 45 minutes or so is take you through a little bit of a tour of 8 new platform announcements that form really the foundation of Windows Phone 8 and deliver features and benefits to all of those audiences on the basis of this new shared core. What we are not doing today is disclosing all of the end user features. We have some pretty cool things to talk about that you're not going to get to hear about today. What we're going to do instead is focus on the platform and how that improves things for consumers, developers, and hardware vendors. So keep that in mind as I take you through the tour of 8. We'll start out, number 1, Windows Phone 8 will support the latest and greatest hardware this fall. The shared core with its kernel, in particular, has been optimized for, over the course of many years, multi-core chips. In fact, the shared kernel that we'll be shipping in Windows Phone 8 has already been run on 64-core machines on Windows desktop PCs and servers. This is a great architecture that's been optimized over years, and the experience that people have had on Windows Phone single-core devices in the past is going to get much, much better as it runs on dual-core devices and beyond in the future. The work that we've been doing so far in building Windows Phone 8 has been focused on dual core for this fall. And we're doing all the kinds of optimization and performance enhancements on multi-core first for Windows 8 devices so that consumers get the real benefit of battery life and great performance on their new Windows Phone 8 devices. The next thing we're doing in terms of hardware enhancements is scaling up our support for screen resolutions. When we launched Windows Phone 7, we picked one screen resolution. And we did that in large part to give the ecosystem focus on a single target. So it would be easier for ISVs to implement apps that would be known to work great on every Windows phone. We feel that now is the right time to expand that screen resolution, so we're moving up and adding 2 new resolutions, both in high definition. We'll be adding a standard 720p screen resolution and the even higher res WXGA. You can sort of think of that as 720p plus with its 768 lines of resolution when you're in landscape mode. We made a very intentional choice here and have made sure that we have the graphics hardware support so that all of the existing Windows Phone 7.5 apps will run great with no modification on these new resolutions. If you're a developer, your app is going to run and look terrific, and I'm going to show you some examples of this later. The resolution change is invisible to you. Now, of course, if you want to go exploit the new resolution, you're welcome to do that, and we make that possible, but it's not necessary. As an end user, all the things that you would expect to work still work, but your experience just gets better. Third, we're introducing removable micro SD support as a core part of the platform. And this core micro SD support spans both the PC and the phone. The scenarios are valuable both to consumers, but also to developers and to hardware vendors. What this enables that's different than what Windows Phone 7.5 has today is that an end user can add a micro SD card months after they buy the phone, expanding their storage, and then they can use it to transfer content from their PC to their phone, from phone to phone, can be used as a distribution vehicle for apps, and it supports all these things in a very natural, integrated way in the Metro experience. We didn't want to deliver this feature until we could do it in a way that would be easy to use, predictable, and high-performant, and we think we've got that nailed in Windows Phone 8. Not only does this help consumers, but it helps our hardware vendors and mobile operators as well, because it lets them range and stock phones in stores that are lower cost at time of purchase, because they don't need to put as much storage in the phone to begin with. If a user needs it, they can always add it later. So these are 3 important things that are going to help Windows Phone scale up and scale down on great new hardware this fall. I mentioned some of the core technologies that are shared in this shared core, the kernel, networking, multimedia. One of the areas that we've actually been doing code sharing for a while is in our number 2 platform feature, IE10. Once again this year, we will have the latest and greatest Internet Explorer built into Windows Phone 8, and that core HTML rendering and JavaScript technology is the same between Windows on your slate or your laptop or your desktop and Windows on your phone. It's the same rendering, which means that HTML authors, website authors, can author once, test on Windows PCs or laptops or slates, and know that the same markup in JavaScript will work on the phone. Of course, this year we haven't stopped in terms of its capability, and a few of the areas that we've added new benefits for end users and web authors is, for end users, we're including the smart screen anti-phishing technology that's part of Internet Explorer today. And I'll show you that a little bit later and talk about that benefit. For web authors, though, equally good for end users, the biggest change is our support for the HTML5 standard, filling that out even more, particularly this year including touch support, and improving our JavaScript performance. In fact, our JavaScript performance has gotten so good that we are proud to show the SunSpider measurement. This is in milliseconds, so lower is better. Here's how Windows Phone 8's current builds of IE10 stack up against current phone competition. And these are no slouch phones. These are fast, powerful, dual-core phones in general here. And this is Windows 8 performing against them on similar dual-core hardware. So we're proud to see Internet Explorer technology from the line of desktop to laptop to slate to phone all improve and be part of the benefit that all our customers will get this fall with Windows Phone 8. If you think about the web as kind of a platform where web authors are writing web apps and delivering applications to users, and the fact of the code being the same, creating benefit for those web developers, well, there's another class of developers that we have big, exciting news for as a result of the shared core, and that is native code developers. And in particular, go ahead, it's all right. If you're a native code developer and you've been waiting for this, We're happy to hear that you're happy. The biggest effect that we think this will have on Windows Phone 8 is we're going to see some freaking killer games this year. And later on, you're going to get to see some examples of some of the work that's in progress. But there are a whole lot of benefits that come out of a shared architecture between Windows on PCs and laptops and slates and Windows on the phone. They both share DirectX. They both share common graphics drivers. And what this means is a game developer who authors an unbelievable, detailed, rich, immersive, compelling game experience for the PC has a super easy port of their native game to the phone. And with our shared core, we're going to be scaling up the capability of that phone hardware, so you're going to see some beefy, powerful phones running some amazing games this year. Another scenario that's actually quite beneficial in our support for native code is portability. We've gotten a lot of feedback from developers who have written some complex apps on iOS or Android using those platforms' native code capability. And today, it's more difficult than we or they would like to move those apps to Windows Phone. It's been a little bit of drag on us getting some apps. But with native code support, suddenly, portability becomes much more easy for developers with that kind of investment. The net of this, in our opinion, is that we will see more apps, we'll see bigger, important apps coming faster, and we're going to see some unbelievably beautiful and immersive games running on Windows Phone, like no games we've seen before. Going back to sort of hardware, there's another hardware feature that we're enabling that spans benefit from end user to hardware vendor to developer, and that is support for native NFC. And I raise this as a comment as part of the shared core because our support for NFC isn't limited to the phone. The shared Windows core supports NFC hardware and enables NFC scenarios between phones and laptops, slates, and PCs. And later on, I'm going to give you a demo of some of the specific things that we're enabling both in our built-in experience and with third-party apps because of the great, simple connectivity that's made possible via NFC. NFC is kind of a good segue to another good platform benefit, and that is Windows Phone 8 will include what we think will be the most complete wallet experience on any smartphone this fall. Well, let me tell you a little bit about what I mean and why we think this is going to be the most complete wallet experience. If you think about the goal of a wallet on a phone, our new wallet hub probably has the same goal as any other wallet on any other phone, which is to effectively replace the physical wallet that you might have in your pocket. And that physical wallet does a number of things. It stores your credit cards and your debit cards. It stores your membership cards, you know, your AAA or your frequent flyer. It stores things like coupons. It lets you take them out and pay for things. Our wallet does all of that. It both integrates third-party services into the wallet experience when you install a third-party app, so you have one place to go to see account balances, to see your frequent flyer information, or to pull a coupon out to redeem it. It integrates that via a third-party app API. It also supports secure NFC payments. So if you have a phone with an NFC chip built in, and in our case, a SIM from your mobile operator that has a secure element, we call this a secure SIM. A secure SIM enables your phone to be scanned at point of sale so that you can use those cards in your wallet to make purchases and payments. Our wallet spans the full range of scenarios, including secure payment, to third-party scenarios like your frequent flyer card. And one of the things that's interesting about this, as this area has developed within the smartphone area, we've seen Google with their wallet enable secure NFC payments by putting the secure element in the device. And an unfortunate side effect for that has been that some mobile operators have chosen to remove the Google wallet because the mobile operators themselves want to provision those secure elements and enable their customers to maintain their secure payment instruments as they move from one phone to the next. In general, the mobile operators prefer the model of a secure element on the SIM. And in many ways, that's better for end users too, because it means easy transition from one phone to the next. Our model works with mobile operators to deliver secure element on the SIM, and that's different than Google's model. Like Apple's model, our wallet also provides for integration with third-party apps and services. I'm going to give you a demo of this, so everything I'm describing is going to make more sense when you see the real code in action. But before I get to that, I do want to transition over and let you hear firsthand from our lead mobile operator partner on wallet, and that is Orange in France. Orange has been a pioneer in this area working on wallet, and we've been partnering deeply with Orange to make sure we have the right technology and the right service infrastructure to deliver an experience that'll be delightful for end users. So let's cut to a video of Yves Metra from Orange talking about our wallet.
We have been the first one in Europe to deploy the NFC transaction system. You have been able to put in the same experience something very easy and very convenient for customers. You have also been capable to align your solution with a GSMA recommendation. And more important, you provide with a SIM secure element of operator, an incredible secure solution. Wallet Hub solution is exactly what developer needs in order to provide our customers a very friendly and a very safe journey towards their mobile transaction. Wallet Hub secure SIM solution is really the next step of the future mobile phone transaction.
Let me wrap this up by describing how this wallet experience will come to market in terms of timing. First, every Windows phone will include the Wallet Hub. And whether your mobile operator has secure SIMs available or not, you still get all the benefit of third-party apps and services integrating with a wallet. Orange will be the first to market with secure SIMs at launch on the Orange network, and we're working with a number of other mobile operators as well to get that same wallet experience on their networks, but they'll come later in time. In particular, I know many of you will have questions about the US. As you know, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile have a joint effort in ISIS that defines how they do wallets and payments. We've been working together closely with ISIS. We're making good progress technically, and we expect to have a solution on ISIS sometime next year, but not at launch. This is the kind of thing that will come online over time as it requires mobile operators to build back-end services that match. We have great relationships, and we expect to see that fill out over the course of next year. Okay, so I'm going to transition on to number 6 in terms of our 8 platform announcements, and that is that Windows Phone 8 will include Nokia's mapping technology built in. But I think there are some Nokia fans out there, or people who live in countries around the world where they know the benefit of the Nokia map data. One of the big things that's going to be an improvement as a result of this technology and platform change is Windows Phone around the world will have much better detail and complete local information in maps as a result of the Navtech map data that's built into Nokia's mapping layer. Another great benefit is Nokia's maps work offline. So as an end user, you can choose a region of the world, store that map data on your phone storage, which you might have added via removable SD, and then you don't have to worry about your having a connection to be able to use your map. If you travel to a place where you have a poor connectivity, it's no problem, your maps are offline. Plus, you can have better performance and potentially save on data traffic. All of this is encapsulated in a map control, which all Windows Phone software developers can use. So all of those third-party apps get the benefit of offline maps and Nokia's great mapping data. And then last, in our partnership with Nokia, Nokia is delivering turn-by-turn directions, which will be included in Windows Phone in many countries around the world. And a little later on, Kevin Shields from Nokia will be out here to talk in a bit more detail about how that looks and how that works. So that is the number 6 platform benefit that's built into Windows Phone 8. On number 7, I'm going to address an audience that we really have not quite managed to address as fully as we would like. Unfortunately, for those of you who have been exposed to this audience, you know that some IT administrators have been somewhat dissatisfied with what Windows Phone 7 has had to offer for their enterprise or business. There have been a number of gaps. We think we have them filled in Windows Phone 8, and Windows Phone 8 is ready for business. What are the gaps? Windows Phone 8 will support encryption and secure boot. So an IT administrator or an enterprise that's concerned about the safety of its corporate data on all those phones scattered around the world, they can rest easy knowing that Microsoft's well-known and proven BitLocker technology will be encrypting the contents of the device with secure boot enabled, so your data will be very safe on a Windows Phone. Another problem that IT administrators have asked us to fix is to give them the ability to sign and deploy applications in their own way without needing to go through our marketplace. Windows Phone 8 enables IT administrators to set up their own line of business app deployment using whatever method they want and get their apps out to their end users in an elegant way that you'll see a little bit later in a demo. We also are enabling device management, so IT administrators can use familiar device management techniques and tools that they're already using today to manage Windows PCs, to also manage Windows phones. And of course, Windows phones are known for and will continue to be known for their inclusion of the familiar and excellent Microsoft Office apps that make end users' lives better and connect up to SharePoint servers so that you have a complete client-to-service experience in terms of your online documents. We've been talking to a bunch of IT folks, and they're excited about this change. Later on, you're going to get to see a demo and see more specifics, where the shared core really has played a huge role in making Windows Phone great for businesses. We had waited until we could get to the point where that proven Windows technology would be part of our offering, and this fall is the time. Now last, I got one more platform feature. And I have to admit, I'm going to be stretching a little bit here to call it a platform feature. You might want to call me on it, but that's OK. I want to get out there and do it anyway. And the reason why is I'm an end user guy. And there's an end user feature that we've been working on, which really does have platform implications. And it aligns with Windows 8. But from my point of view, it's an end user feature. And it's frankly, I think, the sexiest thing in Windows Phone 8. You may disagree, it's my opinion. But I want to show it to you. And I think it's something that none of you have seen so far. We're changing the start screen. And for us, this is a big deal, because the start screen is sort of the core of the Metro experience. So let me take you on a tour of what's going to be new here for end users in the new start screen. It starts with a tile. Our tiles are special because they're alive. They're a way to see things about your data that's constantly changing. And these live tiles are the heart and soul, in our opinion, of Windows Phone. The tile is a simple and elegant thing, but it's really powerful, and no other phone has these tiles. When someone starts putting their stuff into one of our phones, it officially becomes their phone from the inside out in a more profound way than any other smartphone does. It literally gets powered by their passions and interests, by their likes and their loves, and the things and people they care about most. We know that our users really love their phones, and we think the biggest reason is that live tiles make the phone so special and so personal. It's like a unique fingerprint that reflects each and every part of them. These live tiles are essentially the face of Windows Phone, and in Windows Phone 8, we're going to make that face more beautiful and even more personal. So I am pretty happy to introduce to you today the new Windows Phone 8 start screen. Our users have told us they want it to be more customizable and personal, and we've listened. We're putting people in total control of their live tiles. Now, not only can they pin the stuff they want, whether it's a person or an app, they can also set the size of any tiles. If they're really into text and SMS, they can make the messaging tile really big. If they're not so into email, you can shrink the email down to a small size so you can not have to deal with as many large things on your screen. If you're a power user, you can get lots of apps and tiles on your screen and reduce the amount of scrolling that's necessary, and all of those tiles are still live. No other phone can do anything like this. The result is that Windows Phone is even more personal than it has been in the past, and that's pretty darn personal. So now people won't just be buying a phone, it'll be Tom the music lover getting a music lover phone, or Laura the social butterfly getting a social butterfly phone. There's Anna the bookworm with her bookworm phone, and Dave the sports nut with his configured for sports phone. Robin the news junkie has her news junkie phone, and Mike Jones, the accountant by day but gamer by night, has his precisely Mike Jones phone. It's the best of what Windows Phone is today, and we're building it to be even better. Exactly, precisely, and deeply personal for you.